agile.
He overjumped.
Oh, well.
That's fine.
That's a try.
It was worth a try.
It was.
Three for the good.
Full disclosure, I've never played euchre. That's why I'm at this brew pub, attending a Madison area euchre meetup. I'm here to learn about a game that many Wisconsinites know and love.
Yeah, we'll make hearts, Trump.
After watching the play for more than half an hour, a player invites me to try my hand at it. My first attempt at euchre, well, it didn't go so well.
Well, where is it? Come on. Woo! There it is.
I probably would have saved that ace. Because that's a boss when it's not Trump. That's highest.
So ace is highest when it's not Trump.
Yeah.
Right, let's do another one.
My partner and I didn't pick up a single trick. But the second time, things changed. I owe that success to a supportive partner, good cards, and friendly opponents who wanted to help me learn.
Hey, we got them!
You got them all!
Okay.
No, you got four.
You got four
awesome.
Tricks!
Awesome! Thanks,
good
guys!
Good
job! Let Beauty's me have it anyway.
Nick Fouts organizes the Madison Area Euchre Meetup. Later that week, he walked me through the basics and the lingo, things like trumps, tricks, and offsuits.
I don't say it's mostly luck, but there's very little... Depending on how your cards are played, there's not a lot of, like, intense thought that has to go into it. There's a lot of just kind of, you know, going with whoever started, you follow along. So it's one of those games where you can play, you can pass time, at the same time you can still interact with the people without having to be entirely focused just on the game. So it's something really to kind of help people connect and do something while being able to have that medium to talk about other things at the same time.
Fouts grew up playing the game in Indiana. Here's the thing, euchre's not a Wisconsin-only game. However, folklorist Jim Leary notes that Wisconsinites have developed a passion for the game. He says people were madly playing it in the mid-19th century, and after that, it just stuck in some places.
It seems to be one of these things that just kind of got into the culture of the region in a lot of ways and just kept up kind of in the same way that the polka, which was kind of an international fad throughout Europe in the 1840s and 1850s, has remained and kind of taken on a life of its own here in Wisconsin. So I think euchre kind of goes hand in hand with that in a way.
The state's passion for euchre can be found in south central Wisconsin, where the Sugar River Euchre League plays. Ben Gobler is a member of the league, which he says started in 1931. Gobler played his first game of euchre in 1948 and became a captain in the Euchre League a few years later. In 1956, he began writing a euchre column for the local papers. It's something he still does today and includes who got a perfect score and sometimes who got skunked.
I just kept doing it, and now I can't quit, and I kept track of all the averages. A new member took over the averages, and now I just have to keep track of the won and lost records. And I play it, of course. I love to play it.
Thanks to good teachers, I now know the euchre basics. It's a mix of luck and skill, but what I enjoy most about euchre is that the game is about having fun and enjoying good company. I can't wait to play again.